Welcome to the Feminine Power Podcast, and in today's episode, I am excited to share with you some of the most powerful and life-changing principles of Tantra that I believe if we embody, we can live truly, truly meaningful and fulfilling lives. We can walk through life with more presence, with more truth, with deep acceptance, and with a lot of pleasure and connection. These principles can also be really used as tools, as frameworks that really help all of us to come back home to ourselves, to deepen our self-worth, to connect to our purpose, and to move through life with embodied acceptance. These principles teach us to how to live through the body, through sensations, through energy, through staying connected to our true essence instead of relying on external structures. This episode is different from others as it is really a recording from one of our classes inside of the Feminine Power Blueprint. So bear that in mind when you listen. This is a recording of a live class. So by listening to this episode, you will receive an experience that is a bit more interactive. There will be questions that you can reflect on. And if you want, you can pause the episode to reflect deeper or even do some journaling with it. Now, just bear in mind that this is not an episode that was created as a podcast. It is a recording of a live class. And if you are interested in this course, in a course like this, where we have this deep immersions over 3 months, where women get to learn to connect to their truth, to their magnetism, to feminine energy, to unlock their sexual energy, to understand embodiment, tantric principles, mysticism of being a human being, and a lot more, you can check out the details. We will have this same course running again this coming autumn, 2025. And if you want, you can join a wait list and learn more and join this experience when we run it again. It is really, really powerful and you get a lot from it. But you can also learn a lot just from listening to this podcast. And I'm excited to share with you here. So let's dive in. You are listening to the Feminine Power Podcast, your portal into embodiment, feminine awakening, and the true power of your life force, sexual energy. I'm your host, Maria Grinina, founder of Feel, a global platform for feminine embodiment, and a coach for women ready to live with magnetism, love, and full aliveness. If you're ready to rise, you're in the right place. Follow the show and let's begin. And Tantra is something that allows us people to truly love and accept ourselves, all the parts of ourselves and all parts of life. And why I feel like it's becoming even more relevant these days is because this is one of philosophies out there, one of few, that traditionally and initially, even thousands of years ago, has been evolved and developed for everyone, regardless of their gender, of their caste, of where they're coming from, of their skin color, of anything. At the very core of Tantra is an idea of non-duality, of everything being divine, including a lot of things that many religions and philosophies labeled as dirty or shameful or unimportant for spiritual growth. At the very core of Tantra is that in reality, we need to embrace everything, and everything can be a path to divinity. And that also means that our pains and struggles and difficulties and suffering and even disease, all of that can be a path to divine. So therefore, embracing tantric principles can help us be really free and can help us find answers, not by going somewhere to a very specific place to pray, or not by going to a very specific school or a teacher to receive knowledge, but by actually tuning in within what we already have, our bodies, our pains, our life experiences, our struggles, our pleasure, and everything around that we have can help us find answers. This is why Tantra can be so helpful in today's life. I'm going to deep dive into very simple principles, but before we go there, I feel like I need to address the hardest question, and a lot of you already have a lot of awareness, but I just want to still address it. And yes, there is definitely tantric sex, and as at the very core, everything can be tantric. It's just that we've chosen tantric sex to be the most interesting part of everything. Sex can be very tantric and can be really rewarding and pleasureful to look at sexuality and pleasure as a pathway to the divine. But tantra is not limited to that. That is not to shame those people who are finding tantra through sexuality. A lot of people are actually finding tantra because they are interested specifically in tantric sex, and that is not a thing to look down at all. In fact, discovering tantra through tantric sexuality can be an incredible pathway into a bigger tantric path. Because if someone found more presence and more connection through sexuality, this is only a beautiful thing. And in today's class, I just want to share a few principles that are helpful, and if we embrace them in all areas of life, including our connection to our self-love, acceptance, well-being, sex, relationships, money, building a business, living an everyday life, all of that can be improved. And this is why we're having this class at the very beginning of this journey, because by embodying all these principles, allowing them to also sink in with time, and coming back maybe to this class, or I will share with you a PDF where everything that I'm going to share is going to be written down. It can be very helpful. And especially if you experience something that is difficult or any kind of resistance, again, it can be really helpful to remember these principles. And I would like to start with some reflections. You don't have to respond to it, just for you in your own mind and your own body. Reflect a little bit, how deeply do you feel connected to your body? Yeah, we're going to talk a lot about the body. So what that means is, can you feel the tension in your body, or freedom, or safety, or sensations, pleasure at any time? Yeah, just closing your eyes and feeling, oh, how much can you feel what's happening in my body? And another question is, how aware are you of your energy, and especially the effect of your energy on others? Can you notice how much your own energy affects the room when you come in, or how other people feel because of your energy in the room? And just again, noting that. And a simple question, this is just a yes or no. Do you have a practice in place to work with your energy? And that's just a yes or no. We're going to really address that today. And lastly is, what relationship with your energy do you desire to have? Can be quite complex, but just seeing what comes to you. What relationship with your energy do you desire to have? All right. Yeah, so these are reflections that you can look into, and if you want, you can journal on them. But we are going to deep dive into maybe some of the answers to these questions today. So I'm going to go through a little bit about what is actually Tantra and where you can learn more. We can't really discuss the entire concept of this very complex tradition, but I have a couple of books that I can recommend if you really want to deep dive into history and lineages and principles, etc. But that is not a part of the course. It is not necessary at all. It's just for if you have some curiosity around it. But the whole idea of today's class, it will be more about how can we learn some of the principles to really improve our lives. And in the end, we are going to look into daily practice, because Tantra is a path, same as awakening your feminine power is a path, and a life is a path. And the most important thing we can do to really stay connected and grow and evolve and live a fulfilling life is to consistently commit to ourselves. And that is what daily practice can help to do. And we have a few recommendations for you, but I've already seen quite a few of you have a daily practice, which is amazing. And I'd love to hear what your current practice consists of. So again, this is something you'll have if you want to read it again.
But just to touch upon this, okay, this tradition really honors people and emotions and experiences of any quality. There is no good or bad. There is no valid experience or non-valid experience. There are no people who are not supposed to practice Tantra, because at the very core of this tradition is non-duality. So everything has consciousness, everything is divine, everything has a place. Therefore, this whole tradition can really help us live a very fulfilling life, because we are not disassociating from anything, we are not closing ourselves off from any experiences, and we are not suppressing anything. We rather are looking at everything that is happening, or whatever we are feeling, and seeing what's underneath, and where is an opportunity for growth, where is an opportunity for going deeper and connecting deeper into our own truth and divinity. One of the core principles of Tantra is to embrace all aspects of life as sacred. And let's just really like lean back now into this and see what does that actually mean. If everything is sacred, what does that mean for us? That means that whatever we are seeing around us or feeling inside of us, whatever is happening, can be seen and treated as sacred. And all the parts of our body, yeah, can be treated as sacred. When we live our lives with this principle, that means that instead of thinking about ourselves, just for example, right? Oof, I feel so lazy about doing this course now. Shit, I paid all this money and now I'm like, I don't have time, and it's nice weather and I want to hang out with my friends and I don't have time. Instead of being like, oof, this is a bad feeling, now I'm irresponsible, you could be like, oh, okay, so what's really happening here? Let me feel into this laziness. Let me breathe with it and acknowledge that my experience is valid. I'm not going to run away from the laziness and pretend that it's not there. I'm just going to see what's truly underneath, and I can reflect on it and decide what to do next. And even if my decision is to skip a month of content and come back to it later, this is my experience. It means that this is what I'm currently doing. It's all valid and it's my life. Radical acceptance starts happening. It's not bad or good that you have this kind of decision, it's just a part of life. So in Tantra, we are able to practice a radical acceptance of everything that's happening. And there is therefore no shame, no judgment, no disconnection. We honor connection in everything. Whatever is happening, we want to be connected to it. Even if it's painful, uncomfortable, messy, we want to connect to it. And by magic, what happens actually when we connect to all these aspects, we start growing. Things start becoming better, easier. We get more motivated. Because we are not disconnected from anything, we're becoming whole. Life is becoming more interesting and better. Yeah. So very often that is what we need to do, is just to accept our laziness or pain, and then it's going to transform. In every slide here, you'll see that I always added something really practical to really kind of, if you're struggling to understand the concept and say like you're reviewing it in a couple of months, you can always just have a little practical example. Yeah. So here, again, just another moment of reflection. Right now in your life, everywhere in your life, is there something you are not accepting or not seeing or suppressing? What part of you can you actually start meeting with more acceptance and presence? Is there a part of you that really needs that? And this is going to be a question that you can again journal on if you want to use this presentation. But yeah, all of us at any time, even if we have a spiritual practice, even if we have daily practice, even if we are already connected and aware of everything in our lives and emotions and bodies, still, there always can be something we are actually suppressing or running away from. All the time. There is always an opportunity to look inside and find pieces that actually need a little bit more love. And it's a wonderful exercise to do, especially when you're going through something difficult. So let's dive into the next principle. This one is very interesting. Everything has consciousness. And I'll tell you how I use it. In Tantra, nothing is random. Nothing in this world, in your life, in your body, in your relationship is just a random thing. Everything has consciousness, including your breasts, your yoni, your womb, your fear, your frustration, your experiences you're having in life. And you can, with your curiosity and playfulness, find what are all these pieces wanting to tell you, where they want more acceptance. And once you realize that, yeah, every sensation, every thought, every emotion, you can start working with it. You can start slowing down, closing your eyes, and seeing if there are parts of you that want to tell you something. This is just a funny example from because it's so alive for me. Yesterday, I had a tiny bit of a microdose. It was a beautiful experience because I'm in nature and I'm just basically softening, connecting to myself ahead of all these beautiful classes I want to share. This helped me to drop in a little bit from my fight or flight. I use this kind of medicine once in 3 to 6 months. And I felt how my womb was really, really speaking very loudly, like really loudly. And at this time, because I've been practicing speaking to different parts of myself for quite a few years, for me, this experience has become really alive. No longer I have to like just close my eyes and really, really try to listen and reflect and journal. Sometimes I can close my eyes and I actually hear quite loud messages. And my womb started saying like, look, I'm tired of being here for so long, working on every cycle, trying to create space for a baby, and you're like not doing it ever. And how long am I supposed to do this for you? And I had to speak to her back. You are here as a part of me, of my life, and we're living this life together, and we can make these decisions together, and I hear you, and I'm here for you. But that's not the time right now. So let me love you as you are. Please love me back. Like these things, they look quite crazy, but in reality, they help us to get insights and also love ourselves a little bit more. Yeah, instead of just feeling frustrating thoughts sometimes, trying to disconnect from them, I could be having these thoughts, oh shit, I should be having a baby now. Or no, I actually have a lot of work to do. And oh, my period is painful. And like all these things, if I don't bring them together and understand them holistically and understand that all these parts are just saying me something, I can feel quite frustrated. But instead, I'm connecting to these pieces and speaking to them and feeling through them and making aware decisions in my life. So this way you could be speaking to any part of your body and the conversation can be happening as long as you slow down and practice it. But even pain can really tell a lot. For example, menstrual pain or any kind of hormonal pain can tell a lot because very often it's what our bodies say when we don't really honor our hormonal cycles. And that's something we'll learn more about. We'll learn about more about the hormonal cycles and perimenopause and menopause and menstruation on Tuesday. These things, we tend to look at them when we are just living in our heads and in this modern world as a problem to fix rather than a signal that something, your body is trying to tell you something. So in the very practical sense, it's always about just trying to ask a question. What is this part of me trying to say? Or what this experience in my life is trying to say, what this relationship in my life is trying to say. Becoming more aware of that and starting to have this relationship with whatever is happening as something is there having a consciousness and you're engaging with it. So another moment of reflection. So how could you practice more connection and awareness of your body? And this is just to reflect on for a moment here. Is there something you can do to start practicing more connection and awareness? And here I'm going to speak lastly to just this principle again.
Daily practice is what truly transforms inspiration into embodiment. It is how this path moves from something you know to something you truly live. This is why we created Feel, a platform where you can access daily embodiment sessions, tantric meditations, and feminine energy and sexual energy activations to nourish your journey day by day. Join the Feel membership to start your practice and sign up for our newsletter to stay close to our offerings, our courses, events, and so much more. You'll find all the links in the episode description.
So this one might be a little bit more advanced, but for some of you, maybe not. Yeah, but I still want to share this. I did mention here in the example, yeah, if you and when you experience tension or contraction in your body, how you can connect to this consciousness, yeah, to tension, contraction. There is this thing we experience with our emotions in a day-to-day life. When something happens, for example, somebody's shouting at you, like they're angry, you might be feeling like contraction and tension around your heart or your solar plexus. Or if you got scared, for example, like, I don't know, you're driving a bike and a car passed by fast, you would feel this kind of contraction in your lower belly, in your solar plexus. There is a lot of tension and contraction in our body in response to fear, to lack of safety, fear of something, fear of non-belonging, fear of not being safe, fear of dying, fear of being rejected. It's like a contraction. And if you become a little bit more aware of that, whenever you are reacting to something difficult, especially in the moment, something fast happens, you're having an argument, in this moment, it is a very powerful time to start practicing your awareness, noticing where contraction happens in those difficult moments, and then seeing what is really happening there. So why did I get contracted? For example, you have an argument with your lover and you're having this contraction in your body and they're telling you things and you're like, oh, it's like it can be this pain that feels like you're going to throw up or like something is really tensing. In those moments, a powerful thing to do would be to notice a contraction, try to breathe into it. Of course, if you are having an argument right now, it might be difficult to really step back. But if you can, to really step back and see what is the actual voice underneath the contraction. What is it that you're actually afraid of in this moment? Why are you reacting? And there can be really, really strong answers in those moments to you if you close your eyes and really understand what's happening because of this reaction in the body. And it can have answers for you and even how to resolve the conflict, where you can do the work on yourself to resolve these conflicts, not long term, etc. Very often underneath that is, I'm afraid they're going to leave me, or it's triggers something from my past, from my childhood, from my past relationships that are there to be healed. That's just a comment here in terms of how consciousness can be treated and how it appears in the body and what can happen and what you could do. This one is not very necessary to practice right now, if this is a very much of a beginning of your journey, but it's good to be aware of such a practice that can be possible. Next one, the juicy one. I love Tantra for this and for another reason, this whole framework that people can embrace. It's just one of the few frameworks out there that really honor the body. Yeah. So in a lot of religions, cultures, even yogic paths, we are trying to discipline our body all the time. It's about we sit straight and don't move. And this is how we meditate. Now we're like completely controlling our body, not moving at all. And then trying to fly away from the body somewhere else. Or body is sinful, sex is bad, body is dirty, we have to control, have to be virgin. A lot of things that have a lot of control culturally, generationally, over time. So we can have a lot of conditioning around our bodies because of hundreds and hundreds of years of being told, depends on where we're coming from, of being told that our bodies are sinful and there are a lot of things in the body that has to be controlled, changed, released, cut off, etc. And in this path, it's not like that at all. It's more like you've been born in your body and therefore your body is a vessel for life. And you can find answers in your body and you can use your body and your movement and breath and pleasure to connect deeper into your power, into your truth, and to liberate yourself. And it's not separate from your spirit or energy. We often say body-mind because it's a one thing. And by using the body, you connect to your mind, you connect to your energy, and a lot can be done in your growth through your body and through your pleasure. Yeah. So it's not all about punishing ourselves, like in many other cultures, having super strict diets, being celibate, not touching yourself at all, ever. It's more about, how can I use my body to actually become more free, to actually connect more into my truth? So a lot of tantric practice would involve breath, movement, pleasure, connection, dance, shaking, whatever your body can do. It all can be a part of tantric practice and part of connecting deeper into your own divinity and your own truth. In practical sense, that means to start really noticing your body as this whole world that you can use to open up and to live an amazing life, as opposed to something to control and fix. Everything in your life can be a spiritual practice, can be a tantric practice, if you bring presence into it and intention. So sex definitely can be a practice to connect into divinity if you bring presence and intention. You can dance with presence and intention. You can do self-touch, self-massage. You can massage the other person as a tantric practice. You can devote yourself to another person's energy, or you can give a blowjob as a tantric practice if you actually bring intention and presence into it and full devotion. Anything in the body, you can work with it, slowing down, becoming present, and really, really awakening the energy within you and connecting into something bigger. And this way you can discover then your potential for self-healing. Yeah, you can learn to connect into your body and breathe through your body and touch your body in a way that feels healing. You can connect to your hormones, to cycles of life. You can use practices like sex magic to manifest, which is exciting to do in this course in a couple of months. But basically, you learn to access this whole world that is your body, that has so much potential and possibility. And in my view, that's the reason we've been so cut off from it through so many ways, like technology, shame, quite often religion, because there is so much power in it. And once we connect to it so deeply, we feel sovereign, independent, powerful. And it's not something that the world wanted from us. And that's why the body was so shamed and so made irrelevant in spirituality or personal growth. And what we are doing here, especially through this course, we are really reconnecting into the body. Yeah. We're reconnecting with the body. We learn to just do silly things like shake and dance and move and breathe, pleasure, and all these things. Because through this practice and through this ritual, through this reconnection, you actually, that's where you connect to your feminine power. Yeah. Not so much through these lectures. These lectures are for you to learn the background, get information, to understand why certain things really work and where you can place your commitment. But the real change happens in the body. So another moment of reflection. And this is just really to notice what happens when you bring more presence to the way you touch, move, or nourish your body. Yeah. What is the difference between just having a meal or actually sitting down with your meal and really, really looking at it, smelling it, slowly chewing it, feeling all the taste? Is there a certain sense of divinity to it once you do that this way? Same as being with your partner or with your future partner, your past partner. What changes if you have sex just kind of the usual porno way? Or if you really, really look at them and feel them and devote your energy in this moment and connect in yourself and breathe and stay present with every sensation and bring in love and open your heart, all of that, what happens and what changes? We can make any experience much more meaningful once we practice this level of presence and awareness. Same with self-pleasure, just very, very important to note, and we will be practicing self-pleasure as a devotional practice, as a spiritual practice. What happens if you touch your body with devotion and presence? Even putting a cream on, I love to give this to people as a feminine practice. We can put a cream on the body, like put it with a goal to spread the cream through the whole body just so that it gets moisturized. So we take it and we just spread it and we're done. An alternative to that could be, I'm going to allocate like at least 5 minutes. Maybe I put a little music on the background. I'm going to take this cream and I'm going to really put it through my hands and look at my hands. Notice how the cream absorbs into my skin, how it feels. Maybe I'll massage my skin and really feel into, ooh, where am I today? What does my body need? Yeah, it could be a whole practice just to put on a cream on your body. What choice do you make? Do you just want to spread the cream out in 30 seconds? Or do you want that to be your devotional practice to yourself and awaken more of your senses and more of your connection? Everything can be like that in your life. So, what do we have? I think this one is the last one. Yeah, pleasure. Pleasure, again, is something that's been looked down at as something that is just an indulgence, while in reality, the healthy pleasure, the real pleasure that comes with presence and devotion, can be a deeply spiritual practice. In pleasure, we can develop a lot of necessary qualities, such as deep, deep state of presence, of connection, and of safety in the body. It's hard to experience true pleasure when there is no sense of safety. Can be also something that is almost impossible for a lot of people. So through pleasure, we can really open and soften, which is especially important when we want to work on our feminine energy. Yeah. A lot of people don't experience pleasure these days because they're in a constant fight or flight mode, constant stress, push, going after something, having the goals, being in their head. Through living a lifestyle that is not connected, we also disconnect from pleasure. And on the opposite, and this is why having pleasure as something, as a kind of a guide, is so important. It's because the more we actually slow down and soften and pay attention and look around and spend time with ourselves, the more we can actually feel pleasure and the easier it becomes. So glorifying pleasure, just kind of not allowed in the current world, can be actually really useful. Because only when we can be really present and connected, we can truly feel it. And it's not the pleasure that we feel if we take drugs or if we, I don't know, get drunk or if we go to like, I don't know, a big party and it's kind of fun. It's a pleasure of everyday experience. It's a pleasure of touching your skin. Can it be truly pleasurable? Can you truly savor it? When you can really be truly present. Sexual pleasure can also be a really great guide because in sexuality, we can be truly, truly vulnerable, whether we're alone in our sexual experiences or with someone, to truly experience deep pleasure and deep orgasms or deep connection. We have to become so open and vulnerable to allow something to go so deep into us. To allow our bodies to feel everything, we have to truly open up. Striving for depth of orgasm, striving for depth of sexual pleasure can be a deeply spiritual practice because you would have to work on so many parts of yourself that might be resisting or feeling disconnected or feeling unsafe, closed up, etc. So honoring pleasure is something that is really good, something to experience. Can be a beautiful guide in life. In practical sense, what I want to say here is actually we can be practicing pleasure. Yeah, pleasure can be a guide. It could be something we go towards, but you can also be practicing it. And introducing the pleasure practice in one's life can be, super useful and really amazing. But what is important to note there is that we need to meet ourselves where we are. A lot of people have a lot of numbness or disconnection, and reasons for that are very valid. It is the lifestyle we lead, especially the overwhelm of technology, especially for those who live in big cities. Yeah, like if you spend a lot of time in big cities, your senses are constantly bombarded, constantly numbed because there is so much light, so much noise, so many cars. You have to feel less all the time just to cope with everyday life. It's not like you go out, birds and the sun. In this environment, for those who live in nature, it's much more easier to experience more pleasure because your senses are tuned in. If we live in big cities, it's just harder. We have to do a lot more work to really feel, because on a daily basis, we are as animals, we're trying to feel safe all the time. So we're like numbing ourselves down so that we can cope. And this is something to really counteract. If we live in big cities, we have to do a bit more practice. Yeah, and therefore pleasure practice is important. All right, this is the last reflection, and then we are going to get into practical part. So how does, for those who already have it, and could, for those who are working on it, your life feel if you let yourself experience more pleasure? Yeah, how would your life look like if you let yourself experience more pleasure? Intentionally, yeah, actually intentionally. I'm going to really invite you to reflect on these questions. You can journal on them or just think through them, or actually ask your friend, speak to your friend about these questions and reflect together. It can be really useful. My last slides here are more just for you to read through. I basically summarized so what tantric principle for a modern woman could look like. We already spoke about all these things. It's just maybe lines that you could write down in your journal if you like to remember. Nothing needs to be suppressed or hidden. Your body is not a barrier for your power. It's the gateway. Pleasure isn't indulgent. It's a medicine. And last one is something I will speak to. So you carry both Shiva and Shakti within you. We will really deep dive into this masculine and feminine energy concept with Maya Magdalena in a couple of weeks. So I'm not going to do too much here. But it's something just to really remember. In this course, we are learning to connect to our feminine power. So to our flow, magnetism, creation, openness, etc. We shall not forget the structure, shall not forget our masculine energies as well. It's really important. We are working a lot on the feminine because our whole world right now is very, very much in the masculine. So there is a lot more work for us to do to tap into the feminine. But it is just important to remember that it doesn't mean to suppress our masculine sides. We're not suppressing anything, ever. We want to embrace and create balance. Having the support of the masculine means to make sure we still have the container for ourselves. A lot of feminine work out there can kind of forget that part, but without structure and discipline and, yeah, structure out there that we can rely on, we can't really thrive in our feminine. The feminine needs a container. So when we do this work, we need to remember, okay, what is my structure? As I'm connecting to my power, as I'm embracing tantric principles, as I'm embracing my openness, doesn't mean I'm just like flowing in life and just relying on something to come through. Still, I am leaning into some container. I am having my daily practice, for example, as a structure. I have a commitment. It's not that I just don't have any commitments. Or I have a journal where I write down things. Or in my life, if I'm, for example, if I'm building my business, I am doing so in my from my feminine flow. I allow things to change and shape and come, but I have structure around it, which would be my discipline, commitment to timing, certain tools, etc. So this concept is not to forget around balance of masculine and feminine, but we will be deep diving into it in a couple of weeks. Just as I'm touching on tantric principles, I could not miss this one. All right. Yeah, this is just for you to read. I'm going to now get straight to the point. So this was a little bit of your background, and I really hope this helps understanding a little bit more of Tantra and knowing like, oh, when people speak about it, what does that actually mean? I feel like all these concepts can be really, really, really helpful. And if you relate to them and resonate with them, coming back to this PDF can be really useful and reflecting on the questions, but mostly integrating these principles in your life. Yeah, just noticing, oof, which parts of me can I honor more? How can I stop running away from my fears? How can I really look at things that I wasn't looking at before, etc.? Yeah, reviewing how all these principles can help you in life and where can you integrate more of them. So with integrating this knowledge, it is important to have some sort of consistency and some sort of practice in your life. And in this course, we're going to give you all the possible support to create one or improve one. Or if you have a solid daily practice that you don't want to change, it's beautiful. Absolutely. Please keep it up. So we have women here in this course from quite different backgrounds, and some people have a daily practice, some know, some don't know what it is. So I'm just going to share with you how we can support and what is a daily practice first. So with everything in life, literally everything, it's not about that, especially true transformation. It's not about one-off experience that changes our entire life. It's actually something we do every day. Little things, little habits. And in this course, you will find a lot of lectures like this one, just gives you information, and you'll find rituals, practices like the one we did on Thursday, which is about releasing stress and tension, non-linear movement method. We will have these kind of, you know, bigger experiences, 1 hour, 1.5 hour long, and they give you background and something also to practice and repeat when you have time. But realistically, it's not something you're going to be doing every day, right? If you can, it's amazing. I had this period of time when I had a 1 hour practice every day, but I know that it's just not something most of us will ever do. Yeah. So, however, the main transformation happens when we do something consistently. And a daily practice, especially if it's a morning practice, that's what is going to truly make a difference. Yeah. Whatever you do in life, if you have, I don't know, like one massive retreat and then you feel like your entire life is going to change and then you actually don't do anything after 2 months from then, nothing is going to really change. But if you have an experience that makes you like, okay, now I want to commit to myself, and then you do 5 minutes a day, then everything is going to change. What is a daily practice? Daily practice is your way of remembering your intention. What do you want in life? Is your way to connect to your body, to feel what's inside, what's within, what's alive, to hear, basically to have a conversation with your own consciousness, with your own divinity.
So if you are curious to discover more about the kinds of daily practices that are out there and how to create your own daily practice that truly nourishes your life, you can do so in the next episode of this podcast, where I'm going to share the second part of this class. It is going to be released next Friday, and I'm excited to share it with you. And if you're ready to start exploring your daily practice right away, please be aware, this is why we've created the Feel membership, for this exact reason, so that people can access diverse guided daily practices that can truly help them transform. Inside our membership, you can find embodiment practices, tantric meditations, guided movement, dance, self-love and self-care rituals for deeper connection to yourself. And if you want to explore that, you can learn more about the membership in this episode description, or just head to feelwomen.com. And if you want to join Feminine Power Blueprint course next time and to be with us in this immersive life journey where we learn so much about energy and feminine energy and masculine energy and inner union and sexual energy and how to work with embodiment, with intention, with daily practice, with rituals, with magic, and with everyday shifts and lifestyle changes to live the most fulfilling lives as women, you can join the waitlist for our next cohort that is going to happen this year in autumn 2025. If you join the waitlist, you will receive a special invitation at a pre-sale price. And if you enjoyed this episode and would like more people to get on the path of embodiment and deeper connection, please leave us a rating. It helps us reach more people with this mission. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I am so grateful to be able to share this message with you, and I can't wait to share more in the coming weeks. My name is Maria Grunina. I'm your host, the founder of Feel and Feminine Magnetism Coach.